With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a frickin' break, okay? I have been a frickin' diva for 40 frickin' years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Welcome back to another episode of Share and Retweet, the podcast that journeys down the rabbit hole that is Share's Twitter feed. I am one of your bags of dirt that hosts this podcast, Andy Ballock.
And I am a horticultural expert shoveling dirt into the ground where it belongs, Justin Porter. Welcome and hello.
Thank you. It's time to get your hands dirty.
Let's put on some gloves and plant some things.
Yeah. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcast or Spotify or anywhere where you are listening to these podcasts in your ear holes.
That's right. And follow us on all the socials, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at Share and Retweet. And on that note, we're very excited.
Yes.
Very, very excited that Share and Retweet was named hashtag best of 2018 by Apple Podcasts.
Yes, it's, I should be clear, it wasn't named the best of 2018.
Sorry, it was one of the best. I think it was the best.
I've listened to 3 podcasts this year, including this one, and I think it's the best.
I've listened to just this one. I know it's the best. That's why I don't listen to anything else.
To be fair, we were 13 out of 20.
It's actually really exciting.
We're very excited. So we would like to thank everyone that is listening to this podcast of ours. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you so, 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 so much.
And please continue to like it, share it, interact with us. We will interact with you. We're very grateful.
That's right.
I now charge appearance fees for parties.
Same. My fee is much higher than Andy's.
I will come to a party for a free chicken nugget.
He will take a handful of dirt.
I will.
Because it's home for him. Let's get into it.
Let's.
Share, share, it's a new share tweet.
So once again, Justin, I'm going to say...
Don't you dare.
It's been a big week.
It's been a big week. That's right. It's been a big week for Cher.
Cher has not stopped. I am now of the mindset that Cher does not sleep.
I don't know what she does. Maybe she has been replaced by one of those mannequins.
Maybe there's 3 Chers and they're just in rotation.
Yeah. And they all just tweet, like, pick up right where the other one left off.
I mean, that makes sense.
It makes sense.
So Cher has tweeted on the 10th of this month, have what I think is really cool idea. We'll let you know as soon as it's done. Think 2 weeks. Heart emoji, new swag. Many new picks in tour book. Heart, new swag, co.
Yeah, so that last part was new swag co, as in new swag company?
Yes. I am going out on a limb here and saying...
She hired someone.
She hired someone. Or just...
Praise me.
Thank the Lord.
Finally. Good God. And we are not alone in that, because Aiden at Sherilyn Streep, who we've heard from before, says, thank God for the new swag company. So hopefully that is what it is.
Yeah. I read this and I thought, I feel sad for Cher. Why? Because either she's had to fire the old swag company.
What swag company?
I mean, this is the...
There was no swag company, Andy.
This is the thing. Or she's had to fire Cousin Susan.
Yeah, look... There was no swag company, okay?
I know.
I was actually really worried because I was just linearly reading this tweet. And the first thing I read after, I think, 2 weeks was heart new swag. And I was like, oh, Christ.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Just launch the nukes. Kill us all. I do not want any more of this swag.
I found Helvetica. As a filter, and now all my swag has Helvetica on it.
Oh, man. But then when it said new swag co, I got really excited because I feel like she could actually have some really cool swag if she did that.
Yeah, this is very exciting. We're very excited. Everyone is very excited about the new swag company. Some people, Justin, and this is going to surprise you, mm-hmm. Some people have missed the mark.
Name me one person that could possibly have missed the mark.
Lydia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Lydia. Yeah.
Lydia at Lydia 2485873.
Yeah. Another mark missed. Lydia.
Shit. Has replied, did you know your hair looks like a beautiful unicorn? My grandma and grandpa love you so much. They have a whole room full of you, heart emoji.
They have a whole room
full of you.
What does that mean? Are they more mannequins?
Clippings?
Have they cloned Cher? And they just got trapped, like copies of Cher in a room.
Oh, you went for multiples. I thought they'd cloned Cher and made one big one that fits in a room.
They've stuffed you into a room. Or they've just created a very small room, shoved Cher in.
It's more of a cupboard.
But to this girl, Lydia, that's a room.
Oh, yeah. Anything's a room. Anything can be a room. This teacup's a room.
Yeah, this thimble's a room.
This box is a room.
Yeah, my eyeball's a room. Cool. We're all naming rooms today. Good one, Lydia.
Thanks.
This box is a room. Go live in it, sweetheart.
Stuff it full of Cher.
Put Cher in there.
She's not doing anything else.
Yeah, I really would love to know what this means. What does it mean that her grandma and grandpa have a room full of her?
Welcome to the catchphrase of this entire podcast, though.
What does it mean? Yeah, that really is our catchphrase.
Oh.
But my favorite to this is Debbie Blohm, B-L-O-H-M, at Blohm_Debbie.
Yes.
And she replies and says, yeah, Cher, sounds like a good idea. Then in 2 weeks, you can tell me what a swag is. I have no idea what it is. Cher, really, it's true. I'm not lying. I don't. Debbie. She just really driving home the point. I do not know what swag is.
No, stop arguing with me.
Please shut up for a second. I'm serious. I don't know what it is.
No one will tell me.
Everyone just gets really angry about it.
You're excited about the Christmas swag? There's tour swag?
Yeah, now there's a new swag co? What is a swag?
I like that Debbie signs this off as a letter. Sincerely, Debbie.
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 You've just been tweeted from Debbie.
Debbie.
Debbie doesn't know what swag is.
Debbie.
Okay, so the next tweet we're going to talk about is from December 4th of this year, the year of our Lord and Savior, Cher.
Of this year. The next tweet we're going to talk about is from December 4th from
1962.
As relevant as ever.
So Cher tweets, hey, just been chilling out last couple of days, hanging out with frozen hot chocolate from Serendipity, watching Rachel, snooze emoji, just kidding, ghost emoji, OMG, it's been crazy. and then tornado emoji.
Which terrifies me.
I don't know what that means. I've never seen that before, and I'm scared.
This is a new hieroglyphic we've not been privy to. I don't know how to translate this.
But I think what jumps out to this is there's a few things that jump out in this.
Mm-hmm.
One is frozen hot chocolate.
That confused the bejesus out of me.
Right. Now, I'm no linguist.
And no one has ever accused you of such.
No, they have not. They haven't even come close. And I'm a little bit bitter about it. But I'm no linguist, but frozen hot chocolate. When hot chocolate becomes room temperature.
Yes.
That's just chocolate.
It's chocolate at that point.
When it becomes frozen.
I think what you're looking for is frozen chocolate. Yes, correct.
You start dropping the adjectives when they're no longer relevant to the product.
Correct.
This is frozen room temperature hot chocolate. You've just given me a gamut.
I mean, nobody buys alive, dead lamb chops.
Correct. Not that we know of. But yeah, what does that mean?
We are not the only ones that are confused, Justin.
Mm-mm, no, no, no.
Because Phil at Philiminator has responded, I've never had a frozen hot chocolate. It's too early to try and figure out how that would even work. If it's hot, how does it stay frozen? If it's frozen, how does it stay hot? Exactly.
That's a good question, Phil.
Good question,
Unless
Phil.
Unless it's some kind of quantum chocolate.
Yeah, is it? Has it folded space and time over on of itself? Is this what's happening?
Just a continuous loop. It's like icy hot chocolate.
Because if that's what's happened, then that's a different story. That's a different kettle of fish.
Yeah, also, where do I get this?
Yeah, where do I get...
How may I try?
Where do I get space loop chocolate?
Space loop chocolate.
Yes.
Get it here. No. And now it's back. No. Get it again. No.
Technically, it was always here.
Is
it? Not. Space loop chocolate.
Coming soon, but never. Yeah, good question, Phil. How does any of that work?
I'm glad you came to this particular thread as well, Phil. Not that this thread is going to provide you with any answers.
No, you'll never get answers, Phil. Your questions will be left questions.
The questions will pile up, but there will be no answers.
Absolutely not. That is one thing I can guarantee. There will be no answers. Sue has another question.
Yes.
Sue at OG Share Lovely.
Yes.
Says, so were you surprised by Cindy showing up to sing TBT?
This is a good question.
It's an interview question.
Yes.
Is what it is.
Now, at the Kennedy Center Awards, where Cher was awarded a Kennedy Center honor, Cyndi Lauper surprised everyone, showed up and sung Turn Back Time.
Beautiful.
You can see footage of it,
mm-hmm.
and you can see how surprised Cher was.
I think the answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
It was also very clearly answered by watching a video. So, a video of something that happened that you know of.
Yeah.
So, I feel like you should already know the answer.
You've seen the footage,
you
Sue.
You saw the reaction. I know you, Sue. I know you saw it.
I've got my eye on you, Sue.
But even worse than Sue.
Is it possible?
It is. Is Alexandra. At iDrunkyGaga. Now, I looked at Alexandra's Twitter page, and I actually really like Alexandra, but she has far and wide missed the mark here.
Yes.
She says, how do you feel about salt lamps? They are supposed to help with relaxation and healing. You should ask for one for Christmas.
I get where she's going with this. Cher is stressed. Christmas is coming up. Have a salt lamp.
Yeah.
Have a salt lamp.
It's a really roundabout. I feel like it's out of nowhere.
I feel like Alexandra has a bunch of salt lamps she wants to get rid of, and this is her in.
Yeah. Alexandra's got a salt lamp trade going on. She's recently started a salt lamp business.
Yep, with her husband, Phil.
Here's a link where you can buy one of my many salt lamps.
Yeah. They'll relax you if you're feeling stressed.
Which you clearly are.
Have a salt lamp.
Have a salt lamp.
It'll calm you down.
Have I mentioned salt lamps?
Here's the link.
Here you go. Just again, in case you don't have it, here's another link.
I have bought too many salt lamps.
I have so many salt lamps. Help me.
I took out another mortgage on my home.
I had to buy another house to put all my salt lamps.
But in that house, I have a small room where
the room is very small. Too small for all my salt lamps.
If anything, it's more of a cupboard.
If anything, it's a shoebox.
With one salt lamp in it.
GOPs, Trumps, and Thieves.
So this week's political tweet. Sit down, Justin.
I'm sitting.
It's nothing to do with Donald Trump.
What?
Bang. Bang, bang.
That is a first in history. I've never heard of this.
I don't know what to do with myself.
Can we even call it a political tweet?
I did.
All right. Works for me.
Cher has tweeted on the 6th of the 12th of this year, our Lord and Savior. Facebook gave some companies special access to users' data, documents show via New York Times. How long are we going to let Zuckerberg get away with this? Oh, shucks, I'm just a kid. Cow emoji, poo emoji, exclamation question mark emoji. So bullshit emoji. Yep.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
She's saying bullshit. Yeah, so she's got another enemy here. She's Zuckerberg. Going after Zuckerberg
She's
now.
Going after all the bigwigs.
Sweet old.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh,
sweet little Zucky. Sweet little Zucky.
Just wants to, you know, hang out at his place.
He wants to drink some Kula Bar.
He wants a Kool-Aid. He wants a scooter for Christmas. Sweet Zucky.
Happy-go-lucky scamp Zucky from down the road.
Wouldn't hurt a fly. Zucky.
Getting his braces off in June. Little Zucky.
Got a mole removed the other day.
Is allergic to peanuts.
Can't touch pollen.
Can't go near it.
Doesn't get along with pollen. Zucky.
Always has that asthma puffer with him.
Oh, never without a puffer. And four extra pairs of glasses in case one falls off and gets stepped on in some kind of crowd.
Well, it's happened. Sweet little Zucky.
Oh, little Zucky. He grew up too soon.
And now he's in charge of Facebook.
Holy shit.
So Cher does not like this.
No, Cher's upset. And rightfully so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, that's a big deal. When you're dealing with that much information and data, you have to deal with it properly. And
yes.
Responsibly. What I love is Glenn Herbert at Glenn Herbert 2017 replies and says, "Do people still use Facebook?" And then a laugh emoji.
Mm. Yes, Glenn, they do.
Very much. I don't know if you want to check on some of the biggest companies in the world.
Old Glenn's really got his finger on the pulse, doesn't he?
What's an iPod?
Rock and or roll? Pick one.
ICQ. Is that what we're chatting on these days?
I didn't even have ICQ.
Did you not?
No.
That was the sound.
What?
That's the sound that happens when you get a message on ICQ.
Ow. I had no idea.
Yeah,
that was
it's
just
this
you
cute
being
little
weird.
Like, ow. Ow. Ow.
Sounds like a cat trapped in a trap.
It's not good. It's not a great sound.
It's sad. So Deb, hashtag Vintage Share Crew, at Deb12857, has posted in reply to this, "I quit Facebook years ago. found a lot of anger and bullying. Love Twitter and Instagram.
No bullying on Twitter.
Totally devoid of bullying.
None at all.
It's a no bully zone. Come
it's
on,
highly
come on.
Regulated.
Everyone,
jump on board.
Get in here.
Come on.
The water's warm.
Yeah, it's a happy place.
Look at everyone hugging. The sun is shining. Have a popsicle.
Yes. Why would you say in any way that Twitter and Instagram are a safer place for bullying and anger than Facebook? Mm. If anything, I feel like it's the opposite.
Oh, yeah. If anything, I feel like we've just proved the opposite.
Yeah, well, on Facebook, you can at least control who sees your stuff.
Correct.
You can limit it to your friends.
Yeah.
And if you're getting bullied by your friends, Deb, that's a different issue.
Yeah, that's...
You need to find new friends.
Yeah, get rid of them.
Because that's going to happen when you just, like, go out.
Yeah.
For a social engagement.
You're just having a Chardonnay. Someone just starts attacking
and
you.
Sandra starts punching you in the face. Bully, bully, bully.
Sandra is aggressive.
Sandra's a pit bull.
Sandra, calm down. And Deb, get new friends.
Yeah, you got to move on. But Marvin Scheinman, at Marvin Scheinman, replies, Facebook is for shallow, middle-aged people who need to self-promote their supposedly fabulous lives to an uninterested world.
Okay. Sit down. Let me tell you a tale.
Okay.
What you've described, Marvin, is social media.
Yeah, that's the essence of social media, which you are using,
you are
Marvin.
Currently on it, Marvin.
How great is your life that you have this time to jump onto someone else's Twitter feed and spout your garbage?
Yeah, calm down.
I feel like you are a hypocrite, Marvin.
And if the world was uninterested and you knew that, Marvin, why post it all?
Mm-hmm.
But you have posted.
You have posted, you have, Marvin.
You have, haven't you, Marvin?
You have.
You have.
Oh, you have, Marvin. You have.
You have.
So, nice try, but no. But also, yeah. I mean, no shit.
You,
thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Follow the follower.
So the follower this week is someone that we're really excited about. We stumbled upon them. The name is Berzy Peter, at Berzy Peter, BERZYPETER. And if we go to his profile, the first thing you notice is a massive cover photo of Kit from Knight Rider.
The wonderful car Kit, yes.
Which I love.
Yes, yeah, same.
I was a huge Knight Rider
same.
Fan. So this was very exciting. Then you go down and you see his profile, which says, I live in Hungary. I'm a fan of Roma Downey, really like him, and Kate Jackson fan, and Charlie's Angels and TBAA fan.
Now, you looked up TBAA.
I did, because I was like, what's TBAA? I don't know what this is.
Neither
I don't know
do
what
I.
Those initials are. I looked it up. First thing that comes up is, welcome to TBAA soccer. I was like, oh, okay.
Lives in Hungary. He's a soccer fan.
He's a soccer fan, naturally.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then I was like, well, what does TBAA actually stand for in the soccer?
Yeah.
So I did a little Google.
What does it stand for?
And I looked for other things, and then I realized, oh, it's not soccer.
Is it not?
It's not soccer at all, Andy.
What is it, Justin?
It is touched by an angel.
Okay.
And that's because Roma Downey, if you don't know, and I didn't know this until I looked it up, she was the star in Touched by an Angel. Berzy's picture, his profile picture on his Twitter page, is a picture of Roma Downey with himself just photoshopped in front. He's not made it look like they're hanging out.
No.
It's not. There's no interaction.
Nah.
It's literally she's posing in the background and he's just standing.
It almost has Shutterstock written over the top of it.
Yes. Yes. It looks like one of those really badly put together images that you see in a frame.
I question how much of a fan Berzy Peter is, because in his bio, he refers to Roma Downey by saying, I really like him.
Yes, I noticed that too. I feel like there is a little bit of a language barrier.
Okay, yep, I'm willing
to. And pronouns may have been muddled about.
No, fair enough.
That's just kind of where I went. But I agree. I was like, Roma Downey, really like him. Who's Roma Downey? Him.
Him.
Who's him? And then I realized it was the woman from Touched by an Angel.
Touched by an Angel.
And what I love here, though, Andy, this is what I kind of noticed. And this is before I've even looked at his feed. We've got Kit from Knight Rider as the background car. We've got Roma Downey. We've got Charlie's Angels.
Oh, yeah.
We've got TBAA, Touched by an Angel.
Yeah.
We've got Kate Jackson, who was like the lead in Charlie's Angels, the original.
The original.
So he's not even talking about the new Charlie's Angels.
Not Drew Barrymore. Or...
No, no.
No.
No, no. He's talking about the original.
Okay.
Which tells me Hungary is just receiving television from the 80s. That's the only conclusion I can draw.
I knew you were going there.
That's the only
Hungary
conclusion.
Hungary just got television, but only 80s shows.
They are just going to get
Boy Meets World. They're sitting
soon.
At 1991, which is no wonder he's a Roma fan.
Yeah.
She was huge in 91.
Yeah, that was the pinnacle.
Oh, yeah. Now, I've forgotten his name. Far out.
Fabrizi.
Now, Fabrizi. Burzy Peter.
Yeah, or Fabrizio.
So, Fabrizio, as I am now wont to call him.
Yeah, we both will.
I'm going to let everyone know, has a big heart, a huge heart.
He absolutely does.
He's absolutely lovely.
He's actually a big sweetheart. As much fun as we're making of him at this very moment, he's a cutie pie.
He's gorgeous. Now, he likes Christmas. As I've discovered,
loves Christmas.
Loves Christmas.
And not just Christmas, but Christmas joy.
He is the person that I want to spend a Christmas holiday with.
Yeah. He's the person that would go around and be like, how are you doing? You having a great Christmas?
Yeah, can I get you anything?
Can I get you anything?
Do you need another drink?
How are you feeling?
Is the turkey too dry?
What can I do?
Where I'm cooking a tiramisu. Are you allergic to anything?
He's just literally sending out love waves.
And on that, Justin, he is sending out love waves to a few people.
Yes.
And these are unprompted. These are not replies to anything.
Oh, yeah, and I thought they were.
They are not.
They are not.
They are not replies. They are unsolicited messages of joy to William Shatner. Happy holiday season. 5 Christmas tree emojis. At Felissa Rose. Happy holiday season. 5 Christmas tree emojis.
At Real Roma Downey. Hello, Roma. God bless you and nice day.
At Kmart. Happy holiday seasons. 3 Christmas tree emojis.
At Sears. At Kmart. At Real Jacqueline Smith. Wonderful Jacqueline Smith. A string of emojis.
I love that at Sears, happy holiday season. 5 Christmas tree emojis. Well, we know that he prefers Sears over Kmart by 2 Christmas trees.
Yeah, if you have to measure it.
If you're going to measure it. Sears replied, saying, and happy holidays to you, Burzy. Heart emoji, Christmas tree emoji. Burzy replied to that, thank you for Christmas tree emojis. It's just pure innocent joy.
Yeah, what I love here, though, is there's a lot of them where he's actually said, you know, at Sears, happy holiday season. At Felicity Rose, happy holiday season. Then there's these couple of tweets where he's said, at Kmart, happy holiday season. And then he's retweeted that to someone else. He's looped them in on the happy holidays season wishing.
God, and this is the season greetings wishing of, I bought a card. It's going around the office.
I ran out of cards. Some of you are going to have to share the cards that I send out. But he's also, I mean, he's gone on different message rampages. So he's got another series where it's just, and this is from like December 6th, and it's just a string of people where he's just said, hello, nice day to you. Hey, God bless you. And a string of emojis every day.
That's the every joy. Day. That people should be putting into the world. This is the antidote to Marvin Scheinman of being Facebook is for shallow middle-aged people. You know what? I reckon that Fabrizi has a Facebook, and I reckon he's as joyous there as he is here on Twitter.
Yeah, you know, Marvin, maybe you need a little Burzy in your life. A little Fabrizi.
Get a little Fabrizi in your life, Marvin. And hey, Deb, ditch your friends. I've got a joyous one for you.
Yeah, you will never get any tood from Burzy. He's
absolutely
a sweetheart.
Absolutely not. He is a divine human being.
And then some pictures of Cher here and there, pictures of Kate Jackson, pictures of Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, a whole bunch of really up-and-comers.
Yeah, really just about to
They are about to just explode on the scene.
They are about to make it.
I cannot wait until you see Farrah Fawcett's new film.
There is this picture of Farrah Fawcett and Cher from, looks like late 70s.
Yes.
Which is correct based on the time period that he is trapped in television-wise. Part of me just wonders, does he think this is what they look like right now?
I have a theory, Justin.
Yeah.
And it's just come to me. Is Fabrizi the creator of Time Loop chocolate milk?
Possibly.
Is
this? Yeah. Which explains the name.
Doesn't it just?
Yeah. It explains a lot about it.
Are these well wishes, in fact, coded cries for help? He is trapped in a time loop.
He's terrified right now. I will just say one more thing about Fabrizi. There is a post from November 27th, and I'm just going to leave you with this. The post is at Cher, My World Trade Center, and it's a picture of what looks like a little constructed, either out of paper or blocks, I'm not sure, the New York World Trade Center. Not the current one, pre-9/11. World Trade Center. And I'm worried
oh, no.
What TV he's going to watch in 20 years. Because if he doesn't know what's happened, he's going to have a really rough day.
Oh, Fabrizi.
Fabrizi, stay away from the television.
Don't go near the television.
In 2001.
Just have some chocolate milk and sit down.
Yeah. It'll be better.
And that is that. That is the end of this episode. I wonder what next week will be like.
I can't imagine it'll be too busy for Cher, based on historical data.
Is next week now?
It might be. It's frozen hot chocolate time.
Oh, good.
Yay.
Well, on that note, thank you so much for listening to us. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter at Share and Retweet.
Yes, and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Google Podcasts and Gigimo and whatever other podcast app you listen to.
Yeah, and whatever timeline you might be on.
Whether you're watching 80 shows for the first time,
or you're stuck in 2050 and somehow can't get back to now. Tell your friends whatever timeline you're on, tell your friends.
Yeah, get them to subscribe at that time.
At that time.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be great if they could do it a year ago.
Yeah, it would be great if they could do it before now.
Do that.
For us.
Yeah.
In present time.
Thanks.
I've been Justin Porter.
I have been horticulturalist Andy Ballock.
And I've been burying him alive.
Thank you again for listening. Goodbye.
Good night.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.